The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm the announcer, Todd Wilkerson.
And what in the world?
I just noticed that my toenails are way overdue for a good clipping.
Holy Toledo! My feet look like dragon's claws.
How did it get to this point?
Maybe the vet can do something for me.
Wow, it's just nasty. Yeah, and now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Yeah, that's terrific. Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm not laughing at my own name. I've gotten used to it, but I laugh at Todd, my friend Todd. Listen, we have a subject that we're going to go over right now that is so elemental, so basic. I'm going to be talking to Dr. Robert Hamilton, okay? He has written a book called Seven Secrets of the Newborn, and I would say most people, that at least that I know, were born at one point or another. I was actually born again 25 years after my initial birth, but most people are born at least once, to be on the safe side. So it's kind of an important subject. And I thought, wouldn't it be great to talk about an expert on, childbirth? And it just so happens that my friend Patty Heaton, some of you know Patty Heaton, great actress, woman of faith, she has four boys, and all of them were born. And she used the same doctor over and over and over. His name is Robert Hamilton. Turns out he's friends with Patty. This must be a great doctor. But to use him four times in a row and to get four wonderful young men out of it. And so I thought, wouldn't it be great to get him on the phone so that he could talk to us? And we got him on the phone, and he's on the phone now. Robert Hamilton, MD, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Thank you, Eric. I am totally thrilled to be here with you today.
Well, I know you're just saying that, but thank you anyway. I got to tell you, any friend of Patty Heaton is a friend of mine. She even wrote the foreword to your book, which stuns me, because usually she charges a lot of money for stuff like that. She's got, oh, yeah. She's tough.
She owes me a lot, Eric.
She owes you the healthy births of her four boys. That's pretty big. That is really pretty big. You've been in this business for a long time. How many years have you been delivering babies?
Well, I'm actually the guy who gets the babies. I'm a pediatrician, so I have delivered babies, but you don't want me to deliver your child, your wife's children. I'm the guy who actually gets the children after they're born.
I'm sorry. We're talking about newborns here. It doesn't mean you actually delivered the four babies, but you are like the pediatrician, but particularly newborns. And what is it? I mean, look, you wrote a book called Seven Secrets of the Newborn. And so even before I knew anything about you, I found that intriguing. Like, why do you say there are seven secrets for the newborn? Because, I would assume maybe there's four secrets, but you're telling me there are seven.
Well, my seven secrets, to be honest with you, that name is a little bit contrived, I will tell you. And there are actually a lot of secrets of the newborn, but we had to settle on, we couldn't, it's like when you wrote your book, Eric, Seven Men and Seven, and the other book, Seven Women, and you could only get seven of them. You can't write, every man and every woman.
Yeah, you have to settle on a number.
You have to settle on a number, and seven is, that God's perfect number, so we kind of went with that. And listen, my secrets are not all that much is secret. I mean, one of my number one secret is you're about to fall desperately in love, okay? Now, that secret, truth be told, if you're a parent, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
But I'm kind of writing to people who are not parents yet. And I don't think that people really, truly understand the depth and the incredible sense of you're overwhelmed with joy and love for these children when they come into your life.
Well, it's a paradigm shift. I mean, let's face it. It's like talking to somebody about color who's only seen in black and white. When it happens, there is nothing that can prepare you for it. There's just nothing that can, I mean, when our daughter was born, I realized that it was almost like I had just been born. It was so outrageous. It's a singularity, what they call in science a singularity. You pass through, an aperture in experiencing it, and you come out on this other side, and it really is, it's as close to, magic and the transcendent as we can get in this life, I would say.
I can't agree more. I will tell you that I practice in Santa Monica, California. We're kind of known for our liberal ways, and there's a lot of people who are agnostics, if not atheists, that kind of are part of my world over here. That being said, I will tell you that when you're in that delivery room and this child, pops out and starts crying and breathing and looking around, there is a moment of eternity there. You look at that and you kind of go, you can't, I don't care who you are. I don't care how deep you believe in that the whole thing is a mistake or whatever. You look at that child and it is impossible to really look at that child and say, no big deal. You, as a parent and the whole thing, you literally, there is an awe that is present in the room and is palpable.
It's funny to me because you're saying everything I believe in, except you have the credentials to say it. For me, it was just a visceral thing. I really, I remember I've spoken about this a number of times on the air where I had a sense of gratitude to my own parents. The moment my daughter was born, the moment I felt the feeling of being a parent, the gratitude to my parents was crushing. I said, I have never... it's almost like you feel like I never knew anything about life until this moment, and I now feel like what my parents gave me, and I don't just mean by giving me life, but by raising me and sacrificing me, it is so overwhelming that it kind of changed everything. And I wanted to, from that point on, and it's part of why I wanted to have you on the program, is that I became an evangelist for telling people you need to have kids. You need to get married. Any mediocre spouse will do. It doesn't matter. Find someone you think you might be able to live with for a few decades and have children with them, and you will thank me.
Yes. I can't agree more. Listen, I tell people all the time, you begin to understand the insanity of your parent when you have children.
Right.
Because you find yourself so desperately out of your mind, and you're not – and you know that. I mean, internally, you know that you're not acting rationally. You know that you're – Your emotions are over the top, and that intense, desire to protect that child is not really rational in any way. But you feel that. It's very real. And then
right. You
extrapolate that back, and you realize this is your mom and dad. I mean, you're kind of going through a thing that they went through when you were born.
Right.
And I don't think, Eric, and listen, my wife and I have 6 kids. We love them dearly. We love them completely. They're beginning to have children now. We're actually grandparents. We have 7 grandchildren, and we have number 8 on the way.
Wow.
We call him Georgie. We don't know what it is, a boy or a girl, but he's Georgie.
Georgie.
And you know what?
So
we're in love with Georgie. We don't even know the kid, you
now,
know?
Do the grandparents get to name the kids in your family? What's with that? who do you think you are? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, not quite. That's just a pet name that my wife kind of decided on.
Okay.
But I wish we could. I could arrange a lot more. But when you have children, you realize that they're kind of independent creatures. And they
right.
Kind of
unfortunately,
do what they
they're allowed to make really stupid mistakes while you watch. Isn't it great? Okay, so this book, how long has this book been out?
It was just published. It was published by St. Martin's Press. They're in your neighborhood, Eric.
They're right up. They're actually I could throw a stone to, and I'm tempted to because they published a book of mine once and it didn't do very well. But seriously, they are in the Flatiron Building, which is like right across Union Square here. Or I'm sorry, no, it's up.
Exactly
it's north.
I dropped by your office a couple weeks ago, and I walked from my publisher to you guys, so I know exactly where you guys are at. You're in the same neighborhood.
Okay, so where did you grow up, Dr. Robert Hamilton?
I grew up in a little tiny town in Northern California, a place called Eureka, which means in Greek.
I think I know what it, I think I know what it means.
Eric.
I think it means
you're the Greek guy.
It means hold the fries. When we come back, folks, I'm going to tell you what it really means. We're talking to Dr. Robert Hamilton, the new book, Seven Secrets of the Newborn, Secrets and Happy Surprises of the First Year. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. You've been as constant as
another star. I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
With over 20 years online and 15 million windows covered, Blinds.com is America's number one choice for custom window coverings. They make it easy. Cellular shades, faux wood blinds, Roman shades, and more. Make your window coverings uniquely yours with hundreds of custom colors and options. Go to Blinds.com now through January 27th for huge site-wide savings and an additional 5% off with promo code SUNLIGHT. Blinds.com, promo code SUNLIGHT. Rules and restrictions apply.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 866-844-7344 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 866-844-7344. That's 866-844-7344.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Sleep is essential for good health. So if your New Year's resolution has to do with being healthy, which it probably does, start with improving your sleep. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets that have tons of five-star reviews and are loved by three U.S. presidents. But I'm not just here to tell you that our sheets are soft and comfortable. I'm here to tell you why they're soft and comfortable. That's because they're made with pure, 100% organic cotton. We use the highest quality cotton to ensure that you get a good night's sleep and that you feel good about your good night's sleep. No harmful chemicals. If your New Year's resolution is to wake up on the right side of the bed every morning, start with a better bed. Boll & Branch has you covered. Head to BollandBranch.com right now to get $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code CALM. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code CALM to get $50 off. BollandBranch.com, promo code CALM.
Yeah.
Hey there, folks. That's ELO. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm talking to Dr. Robert Hamilton. The new book is Seven Secrets of the Newborn. We have cameras here in the studio. I wonder if I could hold it up. Oh, look at that. I could hold it up for the camera. Seven Secrets of the Newborn. Really, this book is a poetic book. There's a lot of information in it. But what you do, Dr. Hamilton, is you celebrate what is so wonderful about having a child and the first year of a child. That's kind of, you know, that's not something that typically finds its way into the medical literature, so to speak.
No, you're right. I mean, and really when I think back about what I wrote, you know, this is not the kind of book you would pull off the shelf if your child had a fever. There are other books that do that, you know. Right. But I didn't want to write that book. There are too many of them out there. But here's my message. Really, I'm trying to speak to the culture. I'm trying to speak to the people who are of the age of they can have children. And I'm trying to tell them that, first of all, life is a blessing. Life is a miracle. And that children are a great joy. They're delightful. They bring laughter to your life every day. They're a blessing. They bring purpose to your life. They light up every room that they come into. They mature us as parents. And finally, I think, and this is really an important point, they thrust us, by definition, into the next generation. We are, by definition, when you have children, sorry, I may not, this may not be a popular thing to say, but you become a better citizen. You think about things differently.
You know, a lot, now that you mention it, a lot of those Antifa people don't have children. It's kind of funny how that works. You put on a mask, you burn stuff down, probably you don't have children.
I, you know what? It'd be very interesting to actually do a study.
You don't have to agree with me, because it's my show. I can say incendiary things like that, but I will bet you that like people throwing Molotov cocktails tend not to have kids back home. It's it really does give you kind of a perspective when you have children. I have hardly thrown a Molotov cocktail in all the years my daughter has been in the world. You can check me on that. And that,
why don't
I'm
we
pretty
do?
Sure
why don't we get
true.
Together and like throw one together? Just
yes,
for the heck of it.
It's about time. You're friends, by the way, with Dennis Prager. I'm friends with Dennis Prager. I love Dennis Prager. He's got a bunch of kids, and he's got a great attitude toward children.
Dennis is a Renaissance guy. He loves truth. He loves clarity. He loves light. And I got to tell you, he's exactly the kind of guy off the radio that he is on the radio.
Isn't that a pity?
He's very approachable. He's a very humble guy. And I love Dennis, and he's becoming a friend. Listen, Dennis has got thousands of friends, and so I count myself as being one of those lucky people who do know him. We've been on a couple of boats together. We take his listeners' cruise. Do you have one of those, Eric? By the way,
not that I'm aware of. I've never been invited to be on an Eric Metaxas show.
I keep
cruise,
on trying to go on your cruise, so. But I can't find it. You know, but when you get one, let me know. All right.
Well, listen, it's bad. You don't want to be on a cruise with Dennis Prager and me, because we have so much fun together that people would jump off the boat, I think. We get very silly. Let's get back to the most important thing in the world, your book, Seven Secrets of the Newborn. No kidding. This is a celebration of kids. And you were saying earlier, and you said off the air, that you want to encourage people, maybe young people, to have kids, to think about it as something far more wonderful than they've probably ever been led to believe.
Correct. Well, listen, here's my reason why I wrote the book. I really don't want people to miss out. And I will tell you that I think that most people, whether you're a believer or you're not, you know, whatever you are in terms of being your heart, your faith, I think that most people, you know, come of age and kind of vaguely think about children as a distant goal. I would say, it's on the back burner. Okay, that is a back burner goal. There
right.
are other things which are more compelling: getting your career going, getting your education, maybe doing some traveling, maybe, you know, financially getting your house in order. All that, by the way, is good. I don't dismiss any of that. But I think that the important thing is what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to move that goal of having children from the back burner to I'd love to get it on the front burner.
Right.
I may not be able to do that alone. I may be able to get it on the middle burner.
Right.
I'll go for that. In my mind, that would be ratcheting the culture in the right direction.
Oh, there is no question. Yeah.
I'm concerned. Here's why I'm concerned, Eric. I have, you know, mothers who come into my office. They have their first baby. They're 35, and they look at me with tears in their eyes, and they're smiling, and they say, "I love my kids so much. I'm so in love with this whole thing of being a mother." And then they look at me and they say they ask a powerful question. Why didn't anybody tell me?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not kidding. That's what I felt. I'm obviously not a mother. I'm a father. But when we had our daughter 19 years ago, I remember feeling exactly that. I thought, why didn't anyone tell me about this? This is like, yeah. Look. I know the answer to that, or at least I can give some answers to that. We live in a culture that has become increasingly anti-family, anti-children, anti-life. We're more worried about our carbon footprint than we are about bringing these extraordinary, infinitely valuable creatures into the universe. And I think that that's a bad thing. I think that I know you talk about the idea of population freefall in the West, and it's only in the West. People are dumb enough to think, I don't want to bring children into this world. And we have ceased to bring children into this world at a replacement level. All over Europe, populations are declining because two parents aren't bringing an average of two kids into the world. So populations are declining. Economies are declining. It works on every single level that when you bring kids into the world, there's a blessing. I mean, as a Christian, I believe what the Bible says. The Bible says children are a blessing, period. Case closed. Yep. And those ideas are not exactly reigning in today's culture.
They're not. And there are going to be people who miss out. And people are waiting for that perfect moment. I hate to tell you, but there is no perfect moment. And the giant in the room, and let's speak about the giant in the room, is the fact that, you know, there is a biological clock which is ticking in women. Men to a degree too, and that is real. And if we don't look at that and speak truth to that issue, we're not really telling the whole story. And so that is something that, listen, the people who come to me at 35 have their first child and lament that they have not been told are also women who are kind of going, I like to have more. I want to have more, but I'm 35, 36, 37, and I'm pushing it. And they are. I mean, from a physiological perspective, they are pushing it because you can't have babies forever.
Right. Well, that's something, again, you know, it comes across as vaguely politically incorrect. And let me just say up front, who cares? Because truth is truth. The fact of the matter is that we are sexually mature, extremely young. That would be a tip to me that God has a plan that we would have a lot of children starting early. Now, that would be, you know, the way to go about it, the first way to go about it. It doesn't mean everyone has to go about it that way. I and my wife didn't get to go about it that way. But I think it's a tip that it would say, you know, it's interesting. You're sexually mature. You have a strong libido. You're in your 20s. What would make you think that now is the time to focus on your career and to push this into the future to a point where you don't even know if you're going to be able to have kids when you make the big decision? And where'd you get the idea that you could even make that decision? I would actually argue, you know, sort of what the Catholics argue, that when you get married, you are signing up for family. You are signing up for kids. That is God's plan. A lot of people don't agree with me, but I think that they're mistaken.
Yeah. No, I can't agree more. Listen, when you I can tell you that for me and my wife, listen, we had our first child at 22. I don't necessarily recommend that because you're not really, the prefrontal cortex of the male is not really completely mature. My wife can give you chapter and verse about that. But That being said, you know, we started life early, but we were a different generation. We were a generation before, although I will tell you that during that time, people were looking at us like we were insane.
Well, can I
like,
tell you what? Guess what? You were not insane. When we come back, we're going to give you chapter and verse on how Dr. Hamilton is not insane. We've got a lot more. The book is Seven Secrets of the Newborn. Seven Secrets of the Newborn. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House says President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un will be holding another summit next month. That comes after high-level talks today between Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and his North Korean counterpart here in Washington. Thousands gathered today on the National Mall for the annual March for Life. Among those who addressed the crowd, President Trump via video and Vice President Mike Pence and his wife also made a personal appearance. U.S. industrial production increased 0.3% in December. It was led by the biggest surge in manufacturing in 10 months. The Federal Reserve says manufacturing output overall jumped 1.1% last month. That's the largest gain since February of 2018. And more positive tidings about possible warming relations between the U.S. and China on trade, sending stock values in Europe and here in the USA higher. On Wall Street, about half an hour from the close, the Dow's up 291 points. This is SRN News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990. 800-452-6990. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Blue jean baby, L.A. lady, seamstress for the band, pretty eye, pirate smile, you merry music man, ballerina, you must have seen her.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Elton John, and I'm Eric. And we're talking to Dr. Robert C. Hamilton, MD. Actually, the MD becomes redundant, doesn't it, Dr. Hamilton, when I've already said doctor?
That's correct.
Okay, well, listen. You've written a book called Seven Secrets of the Newborn. There is practical stuff in here, a good amount of practical stuff. I don't want to pretend like this is just some, you know, poetic paean to the idea of having kids. No, this is really a very practical book. You talk about a lot of things. You've even invented a baby hold. Tell us about that.
Yes. You know, listen, I've been in this business for a long time of taking care of children. So a lot of times when I go to the hospital, I look at a child, and by definition, when you're examining them and moving them around, they usually cry. And so, and that happens in my office too, and in the first 2 or 3 months. And so it had become, as a father, it is natural for me to want to comfort that child, calm that child down. And over the years, I began to pick up the child and very gently kind of hold their hands, you know, kind of swaddle them, if you will, in a way, and hold them out and rock them up and down. And, it, you know, people would look at me and kind of go, that's a very odd position to hold the child in. I would go, maybe true, but it quiets them down, and I want to talk to you without yelling at you.
Right.
So people begin to say, Dr. Hamilton, why don't you put that on YouTube? And put it up on, you know, post it on YouTube.
Right.
Now, listen, Eric, I want to tell you something. I have no clue what that meant.
Right.
No clue. And so finally I hired some people and said, let's do this video. People are bugging me. So I did a video. While it was randomly and completely a surprise to me, it did go viral. We're over 29 million hits now on YouTube. And you know, I basically hold the baby up, and I kind of rock them up and down, and they do quiet down. I'm telling you, it works really well if you know how to do it, and that has it's been kind of a phenomenon.
Did you patent this hold?
I wish I'll tell you, man. I wish I could monetize it.
You wouldn't need to be doing dumb radio shows like this. If you had patented this, you'd be a zillionaire right now. Unbelievable.
Eric, you would be in the rearview mirror, Eric.
I know. I'd be eating your dust right now, pal. And I'm so glad you didn't patent it because I'm enjoying talking to you. Okay, so there's a lot of practical stuff in there. There's the famous, now famous Hamilton hold. That's the baby hold. And what parent doesn't want, you know, little tricks and tips and things because it can be very difficult. I mean, our daughter was not that difficult, but I have had friends that, you know, they really, you know, it's tough in the beginning, and you want to have every advantage. Let's put it that way.
Yes, indeed.
So, what are some of the other secrets to the newborn that you have in the
world?
Well,
I mean, I have a whole bunch. I have seven of them, but here there are things that people don't necessarily, you know, there's this, one of the reasons why I think people don't think they're ready is because they feel like they need to like have everything, you know. When their baby's born. Well, I have a chapter in here, which I call, you know, start fresh, live off the grid. And during the first month, here's another secret, your newborn doesn't need toys, clothes, a stroller, or even a crib. All your new baby needs is you.
What about an iPhone?
And get rid of the iPhone, too.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need the iPhone. The parents, the child doesn't need an iPhone for sure. But, you know, there's this concept that we have to have it all together and have all this stuff, you know, to be able to really kind of even think about a child. Eric, I spend a lot of time in Africa. I've been there multiple times with medical teams that I lead, and I run into a lot of wonderful young mothers who don't have a lot of stuff, okay? And I want to tell you a little secret. They are phenomenal mothers. They do a great job. They love their children. They take care of their children. They breastfeed. They're doing everything right, really, and even in their humble means that they have before. But they don't. I have never seen one stroller in Africa. Not
what?
One.
That's an outrage. We better get them some strollers. How can you possibly have a kid without a stroller? You know, it's funny because I think we approach in the West, we feel this way about marriage, too. Like people say, look, I'm not ready to get married until blah, 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 blah. And I think I think you're mistaken. I mean, you could get married, you know, the day before you ship off on an aircraft carrier. You don't have people act like they have to have everything perfect to get married or everything perfect before they have a kid. And what you're saying, and I'm agreeing with, is that's just nonsense. That's absolutely not true.
It's, you know, listen, I am at a place in my life, and I hate to confess this to your national audience here. I am so untogether. I mean, even today, okay, Hamilton,
no.
You have gray hair. You know, you've been around. But I'm, you know, I'm not together even now. I kind of go, how can I not have my home decorated for Christmas? I mean, here 2 weeks, not even 2 weeks away, and we're not done. Okay, now how can that be? I thought we were a together doctor. You know what? It's mythology that you can think that you can plan your life perfectly and get it all together and then start off on this wonderful adventure of marriage and children. It's really part of the is pathology, really.
You know, forgive me. I didn't realize we're going to a break. Folks, when we come back, we're talking to the author of Seven Secrets of the Newborn. Stick around. Hey, Albin, isn't it time that we heard about what Janice has to say about Relief Factor? We're sponsors of Relief Factor on this program. It works for me. I talk about it all the time. But let's hear from somebody else. Here's Janice.
I was skeptical at first, but because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
I love stories like this.
That's great.
Well, look, I've talked to so many people who have had this experience. I told you that I've had this experience. ReliefFactor.com is the website for $19.95. By the way, the reason it's so popular is very cheap. You take this stuff. It's all botanicals. Within 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you. Sometimes in 3 days, you'll know, or in a day, but I'm saying give it 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com, GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, promo code MIKE2018.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. You've heard about our Solera infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com, but did you know we also make the best gas logs for your fireplace? You've probably seen Rasmussen gas logs and fireballs on TV and in the movies. We've got sizes to fit all fireplaces, styles to fit every decor, and we even do custom designs for large and unusual fireplaces. Lighting these logs is as easy as pushing a button. Realistic Rasmussen gas logs look great even when the fire is off. For regions prone to power outages, gas logs are an excellent source of emergency heat with no electricity required. We've been making them since the 50s, so you can buy a Rasmussen gas log with confidence. So go to besthotgrill.com to find the products you need to keep you warm inside and outside of your home while eating great grilled food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com, besthotgrill.com.
Big wheels come on turning, carry me home to smack you. Singing
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking to the author of Seven Secrets of the Newborn, Dr. Robert Hamilton. The book has a foreword by our friend Patricia Heaton, which tells me it's some pretty hot stuff. Dr. Hamilton, you've got so much information in this book. You're being coy. You say, well, there's seven secrets. There are way more than, I mean, you have tons of information in this book that is practical. I mean, for example, one thing you say, do not let your newborns or little kids watch TV, period.
Yes.
Why?
Yes, I do. Well, you know, that recommendation actually comes straight from the American Academy of Pediatrics. And what we're seeing is that more and more, you know, listen, we are surrounded by screens everywhere you go. You go to the gas station, and now you can't even pump gas without being entertained by somebody, you know. At the gas station, the TV, and I don't know about your gas station, but
well, I would say entertained is putting it. It's not really entertainment, but it is a TV screen. Yes.
Yes, and so our children are going to get plenty of screens in their lifetime. My feeling is this: the first couple years of life, let them be children. Let them discover the world. Don't, you know, feed it to them. And I will. What happens is that children, they go from being active learners to passive watchers, and they sit there. And yes, they're entertained. Yes, they're drawn to the color, the sound, the noise, the music, everything. But really, what you want them to do is you want them to be, you know, thinking and looking around and feeling things and touching things and taking them outside, letting them feel the fresh air and letting them feel, you know, grass and dirt and sand and hear birds. You know, that those things make for healthy experiences, definitely in the first two or three years of life.
Well, I think that cannot be said enough. I've been really horrified to see parents put little kids in front of an iPad or a phone. And I think I just want to say it. You're harming your kid. You better stop that, because you may get the kid to shut up for 5 minutes. But, you know, it's kind of like putting beer in their formula to get them to calm down. Like, yeah, it won't kill them, but I would advise against it. It is really not wise. And people need to hear that, because everybody does it. And so you kind of think it's okay. It's not wise. It's absolutely not wise.
Well, you want young children to engage in life, and if you always put, and I listen, this happens in my office all the time, you know, people will bring an iPad in and let their kids watch the iPad while they're in the office, so they will quiet down, and I appreciate that, but I also want to engage the child. I want to look at the child. So I actually don't allow this to happen. I say, you know what, I want to have your child's attention, and maybe they're out of order, whatever, that's fine, I can handle that, but we're really kind of anesthetizing our children all the time with this barrage. And listen, we all feel that barrage in our own as adults. Don't you feel barraged at times?
I mean, listen, there are people listening to the radio right now. Imagine that. No matter where you turn,
we want them to listen.
No matter
to the radio.
Where you turn, there's information. Well, but it is a barrage. And as you say, the American Academy of Pediatrics, this is a pretty wimpy organization. So if you have them saying that little kids shouldn't watch TV, that should be a big heads up, folks. Be countercultural. Give your child a shoebox and a stone, something. I mean, I remember my daughter would do the craziest stuff. She'd be in the kitchen, like, moving pots and pans around like she had a job. And she was, like, maybe, you know, 17 or 18 months. And I remember thinking, what is she doing? But it was so cute, because she just was doing stuff, picking things up and moving things around. And I thought, how much better than her just sitting like a zombie watching something?
Amen to that. No, I can visualize your little girl doing that. And it's so cute. And what they're doing, what is going on in their brain, is they're inventing things, they're learning things, their little fingers are exploring the nicks and crannies of whatever the thing in the kitchen they're grabbing. I mean, clearly they have to be supervised, you have to watch them, obviously. But you know what, that learning, that process of what they're, you know, them doing that, holding it, manipulating it, is so enriching. And we deprive our children of that experience when we continue to put them in front of a screen, which is all too, it's happening all too often.
Well, let me ask you something. I know that you have a medical missionary organization. It's called Lighthouse Medical Missions. You over the last 20 years, you've taken, what, 25 trips to Africa. When did faith become a part of your life? Were you raised in a Christian home, or is this something that happened to you more as an adult?
No, this is a good question. Yes, I was. My parents, my mom and dad, were converts to the Christian faith. My dad was a Navy guy, merchant marine guy, and my mother and he met, and ultimately they became, through a nanny of my sister, they met the Lord, and it was a very true, honest conversion to the faith. Now, this was before I was born. When I was born, we were a church-going family, and, you know, pretty faithful. We really were. There were, you know, church was a big part of our life. We went Sundays, we went Sunday nights frequently, and so we were a church-going family. I heard the stories of Christ, but it was really when I was a young teenager that I realized that my faith had to be my own. It wasn't like I could hitchhike on my parents anymore.
Right.
And there was a point of encounter. You said at the beginning of the show you were born again. Well, that phraseology has been kind of overused to a degree, but that really happened in my life too. Listen, I came to a point where I prayed a prayer. God, I need you in my life, and I am desperately unable to control a lot of things. I need God's help, and it was a humble prayer, and that kind of was the turning point. Now, I wish I could say that my life was ascendant from that point. It really wasn't, but anyway, it was a time in my life where God helped me, and you know, my wife is a believer, and so that was kind of, I think, the point where my faith really began to become my own.
I just love asking people that. There's so many different stories. When we come back, folks, we're talking to Robert Hamilton, Seven Secrets of the Newborn, loaded with information on diarrhea prevention. Really, there's a lot of practical stuff in here. I'm not kidding. We'll be right back. Stick around.
If you could just talk to someone, it would make all the difference in the world. I mean, really open up and lay it out there. You would be amazed at how much progress you could make by talking to someone with your same Christian values, someone with wisdom and insight. I know you think there's no one you can really open up to, but there is Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who will help you through your issue. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready, by text or phone, even video conferencing, from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump's efforts at diplomacy with North Korea bearing fruit, with the president now planning to hold a second summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un next month to address the country's nuclear program.
After President Trump met with the senior North Korean official in the Oval Office, the White House announced plans for another summit near the end of February. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president looks forward to meeting with Chairman Kim at a place to be announced at a later date. Last June, the two leaders met in Singapore, but since then, there's been little tangible progress in having North Korea dismantle its nuclear weapons program. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Today, at the 46th annual March for Life, Vice President Mike Pence offered the administration's full support for the pro-life cause as he turned out and was among the live speakers. President Trump also addressed the gathering via a video message. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 275 points. This is SRN News.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
A little Bachman Turner Overdrive to go with our discussion of newborns. I'm talking to Dr. Robert Hamilton. The book is Seven Secrets of the Newborn. Dr. Hamilton, seriously, there is so much in this book, that like specific stuff. You talk about reading to your baby. You talk about traveling with kids. You talk. What is this whole thing about, you know, the tribe? You talk about, what is it, own your tribe or something like that?
Yes, the tribe is your family, and when you have children, Eric, as you mentioned earlier in the show, you begin to reflect on your parents and think about them and all that they sacrificed and gave to you. Well, it doesn't end when you there. I mean, when you start having children of your own, the family becomes more important. And you want that because the traditions, the remembrances that you have as a young child, you want that for your children too. And I find that grandparents become an important part of life. And I can say that because I have a wonderful, lovely wife who is intimately involved with all of her grandchildren. And that means that we babysit a lot, basically.
Yeah.
And so, but there, the richness of that, I mentioned in my book that I never had that as a child, per se. My two grandmothers had passed, and one of my grandfathers had passed by the time I was born. And so I did know my grandfather, but really only tangentially. Rarely. We would go visit my old Swedish grandfather we called Grumpy. He wasn't grumpy at all, but that was what we called him. And happy memories. But family is important in raising your children, and that's why I have that whole chapter on it.
Well, I agree, and I do think that there's something so beautiful about that idea. And again, we're living in a culture where all the stuff we're talking about here, it's kind of countercultural. You know, you're sort of told to get a good job someplace in America, and you run away from your family. There's something very healthy and holistic about being around parents and uncles and grandparents, something very beautiful, very helpful. I have to say that happened in my own life. And then, of course, you know, your parents are experts compared to you because they've already been through all this and they know all kinds of stuff. And so that's really
Indeed.
Important. And babysitting is important. All this stuff is vital. I knew this would happen. We're out of time. It's just been wonderful to speak with you. Congratulations, first of all, on the book, Seven Secrets of the Newborn. I hope that you sell a lot of copies because people need this perspective. This is a rare perspective, not just a faith perspective, but a holistic perspective. It's not just do's and don'ts. Really, really important. Is there a website, Dr. Hamilton, where we can find you?
Yes, there is a website. And it is Robert Hamilton. I actually don't know the name of the website.
All right. Well,
if people
are looking for you,
you can find me on Amazon. You can find me, on Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
You can find me.
We can find you on YouTube, the Hamilton Hole.
You can find me on YouTube. There
okay.
we go. Go to
All
YouTube.
Right. Well, Dr. Hamilton, honestly, just a wonderful privilege and joy to speak with you. Thanks for being my guest.
Thank you, Eric. My pleasure.
Folks, the book is Seven Secrets of the Newborn, not to be confused with Six Secrets or Five Secrets. Seven Secrets of the Newborn. More secrets than all those other books. Check it out.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.